We're following the plunge in global stocks today after a brief but dramatic 30-minute trading session on China's main stock exchange. Trading in that country was halted. Panic-driven selling caused the Shanghai Composite Index of stocks to plunge 7%.
And that halt spooked investors all around the world. Stocks fell in Europe, and then fear spread to Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by roughly 200 points at the open this morning. Marilyn Giewak, senior business editor at NPR, joins us to talk about all of this. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what triggered this turmoil in China? The stock market turned negative last summer. It's been having trouble since then. Yeah. Now it seems to be getting worse.
Well, you first have to back up and just appreciate what China has gone through in the recent decades. You know, it had this spectacular growth, like 10%, even as much as like 14% growth annually. And all of that kind of growth led to overbuilding, overborrowing, overconfidence. The government was part of that. They built too much infrastructure. For a while, all of that was good for the global economy and good for their stock market. No matter how much cement or copper, aluminum, steel, whatever we produced, China was there to buy it. But all of that exuberance, it couldn't go on forever. So China's been trying to reform its economy, slow down, have more stable growth. And, you know, eventually maybe that's how it all will turn out. But right now, what we saw today was investors are seeing more and more evidence that China's just slowing down a lot. And this week there was that one other wrinkle, you know, with China's next door neighbor, North Korea, they exploded something or other. And that added to jitters. So, you know, they needed to do something to slow this all down. Trading got out of hand and it just made investors even more panicky when they saw this halt to trading.
Well, and China used those circuit breakers twice in recent days to stop the trading when things got really bad. But now they say they're not going to do that again.
Right. There's two ways of thinking about it. You could say that when there's a beat down like that, it's good to stop trading and give everybody a chance to stop and think. But there's another line of thinking that says, hey, when you interrupt trading, you're just causing more panic because who wants to own a stock that you can't sell? So the Chinese decided today that they're not going to do this again. We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
And the big question is, what does it mean here in the U.S.? I looked at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's down about 1,000 points since the end of December, just until right now. I asked Ben Bernanke, the former Fed chair, about how much we should be worried about what's going on in China. Here's what he said.
It's important to understand that the Chinese stock market is very small, very primitive relative to, you know, other countries, and its movements don't have a lot to do with the Chinese economy, frankly.
He was playing down the trouble in China and what kind of impact it'll have here in the U.S., but what are people saying about what this means for the U.S.?
Well, it's true. You know, I don't own any Chinese stock, so I don't care that much.
Neither
what happens
do I.
to Shanghai. But I do care when I get in my car and go to buy gas. So let's think about that for a second. When China slows down, it buys less of everything. It's buying less oil, less food, less metal. Hey, Jeremy, more left for us, right? I mean, when demand drops, so do prices. So when I pull up to the gas pump, I'm actually benefiting from China's slowdown because gasoline is cheaper. So are lots of things.
Well, and in fact, oil has been falling today as well. Every day I look at it and it's at a new low.
Right. Oil today was trading around $34 a barrel. Yikes. You know, remember in June of 2014, oil was about $115 a barrel.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're looking at something that's less than a third of what it was just a year and a half ago. And that means, you know, as I said, good times at the pump. But this drop in commodities, it's hurting a lot of Americans. So it's mixed. You know, if you're an iron ore worker up in the Iron Range, you're getting hit with layoffs. If you're a copper miner, a coal miner, a steel worker, oil field workers, those guys are feeling the downside of this. So it depends on which end of it. Are you a consumer of commodities or a producer? And of course, as we mentioned, our stock market is down. So another bad thing is, you know, you're seeing these cheaper commodities, but you're also seeing less money in your 401k maybe, and that's worrisome.
So we will continue to follow it and see what happens in China and right here in the United States. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewak, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.